97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
So glad you tuned in today. My guest is Mr. Stan Kimmer, who is the president and founder of Total Engagement Consulting by Kimmer. Stan, thank you for joining me today.
I am really thrilled to be here. Thank you, Sharon.
My pleasure. I'm thrilled to have you here, Stan. Let's just jump right in. What is your business and how did you get into this business?
I'm actually a consultant. I opened my business in 2010. I have two lines of service. First, I'm a diversity consultant. I do diversity strategy, diversity training, diversity programs for companies. I can handle all areas of diversity, but my deep area of expertise is gay, lesbian, bisexual, or GLBT. And then my second area is I have an innovative career development process that I roll out to companies to engage their employees in longer-range career planning. So it'll help with employee engagement and retention. I actually had a 31-year career at IBM, and then when I retired, I thought about all the different jobs I had at IBM. I worked in sales, I worked in finance, in marketing, brand management, I worked in diversity, I worked in sales operations, and I actually worked in corporate strategy. And I thought, you know, if I do a business after I retire, I can focus on the two things that I'm the most passionate about. And I loved my 4 years on IBM's diversity team as their global program manager for LGBT diversity. And then late in my career, when I was director of sales operations for our consulting practice, I had career oversight for our 3,000-person sales operations team. And there's a lot of angst about career potential from sales operations. And that's when I developed this career mapping methodology. And it really was well received by the people. And it was really exciting to know that I'm helping people's careers and I'm delivering value to people. So hence, the two things I really enjoyed the most at IBM, diversity and career development, are the two things I offer in my consulting practice.
That makes for a very happy life when you're doing what you love to do, Stan. Stan, you mentioned that you speak to corporations, businesses. What are the topics they bring you in to discuss regarding gay, lesbian in the workplace?
I have a mix of clients. About half of them actually bring me in to do overall diversity training. They want me to do, you know, soup to nuts, including, you know, generational, hiring of veterans, racial diversity, gender diversity. Generational diversity is a hot topic with four generations in the workplace. And then about half my clients want me to be just LGBT specific. And we talk about, you know, the business case, what kind of things companies need to do to be LGBT progressive. And lately, the real hot topic has been transgender diversity. That area is really, really growing in focus among corporations.
Stan, how does transgender differ from gay lesbian?
A lot of people kind of mush everything together, and they don't realize that gay lesbian and bisexual is different than transgender. Gay lesbian or bisexual or straight is an orientation, sexual orientation. It means who you're attracted to. You know, who would you fall in love with? Who do you want to spend the rest of your life with? If you're gay or lesbian, you're attracted to people of the same gender. If you're heterosexual or straight, you're attracted to people of the opposite gender. And if you're bisexual, you're attracted to both. Transgender or gender identity is about who you feel you are deep down inside your heart. It's not who you're attracted to, it's who you are. And a transgender person might be a little boy who, from very early on, always felt that he was a girl in a boy's body. He associates with girl things, he enjoys girl things, and he wants to be a girl and grows up and wants to be a woman. Or likewise, it could be, you know, a little girl growing up, and deep down inside her heart, she thinks she's a boy and she wants to be a boy. And so transgender is when a person's internal concept of who they are does not match their exterior.
Now, I know in 2015 this became a hot topic, but in your mind, what has led to this transgender focus?
Actually, I wrote a blog called The Perfect Trans Storm, you know, after the perfect storm, because everything kind of aligned at once. It started in 2009 with the celebrity coming out of Chaz Bono, formerly Charity Bono, who is the son, previously the daughter, of pop stars Sonny and Cher, who a lot of us grew up with if we're in our 60s. And then in 2013, the hit TV show Orange is the New Black with Laverne Cox, kind of the first major transgender star of a television program. And then in 2014, Time magazine for the first time featured a transgender person on their cover, Laverne Cox.
Laverne Cox.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the story was Transgender Tipping Point, America's Next Civil Rights Frontier. And then in July of 2014, President Obama issued an executive order basically requiring that federal employees are protected if they're LGB or T, and also stipulated that to win future government contracts or to get a government contract renewed, you must have sexual orientation and gender identity and expression, which protects transgender people, in your EO policy. And then that was followed up in 2015 with the gender transition of Olympic champion Bruce Jenner to Caitlyn Jenner, which got a lot of press. And all these visible signs have really led a lot of transgender people to now deal with who they are and not be afraid to come out and say, I'm transgender. I want to start this process of transitioning my body so it matches who I am deep down inside.
Well, Stan, what things should companies do to support the transgender population?
Well, the first thing, the very basic, is to add gender identity and expression into your corporate non-discrimination policy. That's kind of the basic floor, saying that you're going to protect transgender people, you know, in terms of hiring, firing, promotion opportunities. The next thing is to add medical benefit coverage in your insurance programs for employees who are going to go through the gender transition. Then you have to do things like handling and changing of the employee records, you know, change it from male to female or female
sure,
to male with their new name.
Sure.
You probably need to provide training to their coworkers and their employees or their managers to treat that person fairly. You should brief the senior executives of the company so they understand what's going on and can publicly voice support of this.
Stan, let me interrupt you at this point because I need to get your contact information, and then let's continue this with our second portion.
Yeah.
So give the audience your contact information, please.
Yeah, excellent. Again, it's Stan Kimmer, president and founder of Total Engagement Consulting by Kimmer. My website is totalengagementconsulting.com. You can reach me at Stan, S-T-A-N, at totalengagementconsulting.com. And my office number is 919-787-7315. Again, 919-787-7315.
Thank you, Stan. And we'll continue with that list of what businesses can do to support transgender when we come back. Thank you. You're listening to WCHL. Please don't go away. We'll be right back. Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Stan Kimmer, who is the president and founder of Total Engagement Consulting by Kimmer. Stan, I hate to cut you off, but let's continue. Let's go back over your list of what companies can do to support their transgender population.
Yeah, I'll go through the first few items very quickly and then the ones I did not cover. The base thing that has to happen is to add gender identity and expression to your EO policy or your non-discrimination policy to protect transgender employees. Provide medical benefits in your insurance programs for transitioning employees. Of course, there's the handling and changing of employee records, coaching of management and training of the employees' coworkers and the executive team so they know what's going on and to message their support. The other items are to train your HR practitioners to case manage employees who come forward and say, you know, I want to start transitioning here at work. And there's a way of putting together a plan, working with the employee in terms of the timing, how they want to communicate to their coworkers, et cetera. And then the final thing, and maybe it's often the most difficult, is figuring out the restroom issue.
Of course.
And making sure that you have, you know, a policy in place in terms of the right restroom for the transgender person to use.
Right. Stan, how do you stay current? Because this transgender education, I would say, didn't exist 5-10 years ago. How do you stay current to know what to teach the businesses who contact you?
A variety of ways. I am involved with some LinkedIn groups where I get some current information. I go to webinars and conferences when I can. I am a member of the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. I'm a certified LGBT business enterprise.
Wow.
So, yeah, many companies now include that in their supplier diversity programs, and they'll get credit for doing business with me. But at their annual conference, which I've gone to 5 years in a row, they have a lot of current topics. In fact, they even had an in-depth workshop on transgender health benefits. And in the 2015 conference, actually went into some of the depth of what's happening in the insurance realm and how to provide different kinds of benefits to transitioning employees.
Stan, what do your audiences feel? I know if management says Stan Kimmer is here to talk about LGBT as well as any of the diversity topics you have, how do you react when somebody in the audience just might not go for what you're talking about? Does that ever happen to you?
Actually, usually if someone disagrees with me, they're going to, you know, write an email afterwards and be afraid to bring it up in the session. But I always try to start when I do workshops with the very positive on every one of us is diverse in our own way. If everybody starts with the base that they are diverse and unique and they make it personal, then it's easier to accept people that are different from themselves. And I talk about the positive aspects of diversity, and that's about including everyone, and that by embracing diversity, you're not excluded. You're part of that diversity. And so I try to be very, very positive and excited about that. And I find that I really don't have belligerent people. Sometimes you have people that are unfamiliar or a little bit scared of the topic.
Yes.
And you just need to bring them along. You know, they're the naive offender, the person who might make a diversity mistake, you know, accidentally. But I run across very, very few belligerent people.
That's good to know. Who is your ideal client, Stan, as you run your business? Who do you think, by golly, that's exactly who I'm looking for?
On the diversity side, it can be clients from quite small to large corporate clients. I provide diversity training to a company that only had 36 people because they deal with the public. It was a security firm, security guards that deal with the public, a diverse public. And so it's a small company. And I've had clients as large as Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina. So anything in from small to large, because everybody needs diversity training and diversity strategy. For the career development process, there needs to be critical mass, because I do career maps of successful employees and then develop themes and messages for the company around that and use those as an example. So I would usually say 300 might be the minimum size company for my career mapping process.
Do you train across the country or just in the triangle?
Actually, my business now is nationwide. And in 2014, I even went on a foreign trade mission with the U.S. Department of Commerce.
Ooh.
That was co-sponsored by the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce to call on Mexican clients.
My goodness.
So I also hope to expand my business into Mexico.
Yes.
And I even have, in 2014, I brought on board a consultant on retainer who's bilingual. She has a law degree from Mexico. She has a master's certificate in human resource management, so she knows the material, and she's truly bilingual. And it's been working out really great. My last client actually has some Spanish-speaking staff, and they asked me to deliver my diversity training in both English and Spanish.
Oh, my.
Yes. So Elsa was really helpful. She did all the translation for me, and it really went over very, very well. And of course, with Spanish speakers increasing so much, you know, in the U.S.,
yeah,
it might be important to deliver that diversity training in both English and Spanish.
Now, you mentioned the future of your business. You'd like to have it expanded to other countries. How do you market your business, Stan?
I have a couple ways of marketing it, but I've gotten over half my business by volunteering to speak for professional groups for no charge.
Ah.
So I speak to the Society of Human Resource Management, or SHRM chapters. I've spoken at about 30 different chapters from D.C. down to South Carolina. I've spoken at the South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, and New York state SHRM conferences. And so when people hear me speak, they know I have passion for my subject, and they also can see my expertise. And then I also do some selling through the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce through companies' diversity procurement and supplier function.
So I think you have all grounds covered. Oh,
yes.
My goodness. Stan, give us your contact information again for those who may have just tuned in.
Again, Stan Kimmer, president and founder of Total Engagement Consulting by Kimmer. Do check out my website at totalengagementconsulting.com. And my email is stan@totalengagementconsulting.com. And my office number, 919-787-7315. Again, that's 919-787-7315.
Stan, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear more about your phenomenal, fascinating business, okay? Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Stan Kimmer, who is the president and founder of Total Engagement Consulting by Kimmer. Please don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back. My guest today is Mr. Stan Kimmer, who is the president and founder of Total Engagement Consulting by Kimmer. Stan, I've been thinking about something you said during a previous portion of the show. We talked about transgender, and you gave the list of what companies can do to support their transgender population. One thing you mentioned was bathroom, but let's go more in depth on that. What bathroom should a transgender person use?
Actually, a company has two good options for handling bathrooms for transgender people. One option, if you remember the TV show Ally McBeal, is to have gender-neutral or unisex bathrooms that both men and women can go into. And that is the trend actually in Europe and some places in the U.S. The second option is that when the person comes back to work presenting in a gender, they should be using that gender's bathroom. So if there is a man at work who transitioned to a woman, when he comes back to work as a woman, she should be using the women's restroom. The option that is not good is a single stall bathroom, saying, here's a special bathroom for you, transgender person.
Oh.
Because the message that delivers to the transgender person is, you're not really a man and you're not really a woman. You're sort of like odd or in between. And you really need to send a message that, you know, when this person comes back to work as a woman, she's a woman. Or when she comes back to work as a man.
That makes all the sense in the world. And I know folks may want to fight it who don't get on board with this, but I love that solution. Stan, what else excites you in your life? I can feel your passion for your business and for your seminars. What else in your life excites you?
Well, I've always been a longtime figure skating fan. So at age 59, I decided to kind of get off the couch and start from scratch to become a competitive adult figure skater. And what's really cool is I actually train here in Orange County at the Orange County Sportsplex in Hillsboro, and I'm a member of the Central Carolina Skating Club, which is out of Hillsboro.
Oh, my goodness. Have you skated competitively?
I'm having the time of my life. I actually entered my first two competitions. I was the only person in my age group.
You're going to win!
So, yeah, I got two gold medals already. But my goal, 2017 Adult Nationals is going to be in Wake Forest, North Carolina,
okay.
Here in North Carolina.
Yes.
So my goal is to train and qualify for 2017 National Championship.
Fantastic, Stan. Well, Stan, why don't we end by you giving us your contact information one more time, please?
Yeah, thanks. And it was wonderful to be here with you. I really enjoyed this.
Loved it.
So, yes, it's Stan Kimmer, president and owner of, founder of Total Engagement Consulting by Kimmer. My website is totalengagementconsulting.com. My email is stan@totalengagementconsulting.com. My office number, 919-787-7315. Again, 919-787-7315. And email me or call me at any time.
Perfect. Stan, you are a joy. Thank you so much for coming and speaking to us today and educating us on what your business is all about. I'm hoping it was very helpful to so many of our listeners.
I really appreciate being here. Thank you, Sharon.
My pleasure. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today has been Mr. Stan Kimmer, who is the president and founder of Total Engagement Consulting by Kimmer. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening.